For live music fans, this was supposed to be the so-called hot vax summer. Supposed to be. Instead, it is feeling more like Delta variant downer. For a lot of people in the industry, not to mention fans, COVID surges around the country are putting a damper on the concert experience. For others, nothing's changed. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
What's up, Chicago?
After a year and a half of not being able to perform, Cannons, a band that's taken off recently, took to the stage at Lollapalooza.
I was on fire. Where did you go?
This was the band's first music festival ever. Lead singer Michelle Joy says it was magical.
We've been working so hard for an opportunity like this. So we have spent a lot of time thinking about how we can make this safe and not let the virus also like kill our dreams.
Cannons musicians have been vaccinated and they wore masks when they weren't performing. An estimated 385,000 people attended Lollapalooza over 4 days in Chicago's Grant Park. To get in, you had to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. The unvaccinated had to mask up. Videos emerged online that appeared to show the rules weren't always being enforced. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot told WVON Radio this week she was aware of one of the videos, but confident they made the festival as safe as they could.
We had our people at the screening checkpoints. And I will tell you, Dr. Arity, the public health commissioner, kind of went a little bit incognito, didn't have all her paperwork right, and they wouldn't let her in. And every single day, they turned hundreds of people away.
New York City is following similar protocols. The city has lined up major stars, including Bruce Springsteen and Jennifer Hudson, for a series of free outdoor concerts later this month. Here's Mayor Bill de Blasio explaining the rules for entry in a promotional video.
The one thing you must have is proof of vaccination. At least one dose. Have that proof to be able to get one of these tickets.
Still, for a lot of people, these massive events do not feel safe, and they can't believe anyone would go. When New York resident Marianne Shanley saw the images of so many bodies pressed together at Lollapalooza,
I physically felt ill.
Shanley is very worried these events will turn out to be super spreaders.
There's enough evidence to know that these large gatherings at this point in time are going to be hugely problematic and seed the country for another catastrophic winter.
Dr. Lena Wen, an emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University, says yes, the Delta variant is highly contagious, but she does not think these live music events should be canceled.
We have to recognize as a society that we're now going to be living with risk, that nothing that we're going to be doing at this point is zero risk from COVID-19, from spreading COVID, from getting COVID. Here's what we can do to make the events as safe as possible. The events should be, at this point, requiring proof of vaccination. If everyone is required to be vaccinated, you're substantially reducing the chance of a super spreader event.
Meantime, there's plenty of evidence that people are excited to be experiencing live music again. Fans have been posting videos on social media, like this one from the recent Ziggy Marley concert at the iconic Hollywood Bowl.
The show was really good. I mean, the Bowl itself is a place of such great community for Los Angeles.
Gitanjali Dillon was at the Marley concert. She says it was good, but also a little unsettling.
I didn't even realize it till I got there and then started to feel a little bit of anxiety because it was a massive crowd. And I had not been in a crowd like that in, I guess, a year and a half.
Whether you're a fan or a venue or an artist trying to stay safe, big music events are now more complicated than ever. But some health officials hope the pent-up demand for live music will have a side effect. It could incentivize more people to get vaccinated. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.